Not only do I bring home the bacon, I am the bacon. And you can eat me all the way up, baby. You understand what I'm saying?
You're definitely not the real bacon.
Oh, baby, I'm definitely the bacon. I'm the bacon. You know, I know I'm the bacon because everybody loves me. Everybody wants me all up inside them. You dig what I'm saying?
I dig, dude. Dig dug.
Oh, it's a French Josh. It's a French Josh. I came back to say hello.
Shut the fuck up. Hi, Josh.
Oh, shit. Are we actually recording?
If you want, yeah, we can go with this one.
That's a pretty good intro. I like it. Oh, my God. I saw you click the record, but I thought we were still sound checking. I'm over here Snapchatting. Don't even have my articles up. Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. What the fuck is going on?
It's all right. It happens, man. It happens. Hey, everybody. This is Our New Normal. I am your host, Mike Ramirez, RMZ on Facebook. And
RMZ.
This is my buddy, Josh.
Oh, it's Josh here from good old South Carolina. And make sure.
What the fuck is up with your accent today?
I don't. It was last week, too. I'm also the host of Thoughts from the Kid, made its return yesterday.
Yes.
Live on all streaming major podcasting streaming platforms. Oh, yeah. I want to plug it in, baby. Oh, I'm going to plug it in. All right.
We got some fucking crazy stories.
Dude,
for you
this
guys,
was a
like.
Great week for fucking odd news. Like, I was proud of you. You fucking sent them.
In all honesty, it was just, you can't make this shit up, dog.
Dude,
like,
we are.
I wish I had thought of these ideas like 10 years ago, because then I could just predict the future. I'd have been like a god of some sort, much like Jared Leto. But we're going to get past that.
Get there.
How has your week been there,
dude,
Josh?
Dude, it's been a good week. Just chilling, a lot of chilling. Not really anything to, run home about and tell the kids, you know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
What about you, my
friend? Well, today has been the first time I ever woke up, like, super sleepy. For some reason, my eyes were bloodshot. I was just exhausted. But I was in the best mood. I don't get
it. Oh, really?
No, real shit.
I've had that happen a couple times where you, like, you're just, you're still really fucking, like, physically tired and shit, but you're also, like,
man, peak
game
performance.
It's a good day.
When people look at you, they're like, oh, hi. Good to see you.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, you look awake today. Oh, thank you. You trying to say I look like shit the rest of the time?
Yes, that's like when a girl doesn't wear her makeup and everybody's like, what's wrong?
Are you sick?
Are you okay? Nah, bitch, I just didn't fucking take 2 hours to get ready.
Ugly today.
That's basically what we're saying. I mean, that's what I say when I tell a girl that she looks different.
Yeah, it definitely causes problems. Other than that, my week's been great. I've been having a good time. I'm glad we're finally putting out the second episode.
Oh, yeah.
In all honesty, I couldn't wait to get this news on audio.
And thank you guys. I thank everybody who fucking showed out for the last episode.
For sure.
For the
I was surprised by the turnout.
Yeah, dude, we had a pretty solid first week. And, just keep supporting, keep sharing. And we fucking truly appreciate it. I want to do, at least for mine, like some kind of way to pay back the listeners. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think it's a thing we should do, because I know a lot of other podcasts do stuff, but usually it's like live shows. But like, I want to get like maybe even like
that would be dope, actually.
Giveaways
I'd be
and shit.
Into that.
Yeah.
But
that's down the road. That's definitely
second
down
episode.
The road. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely wanted to say thank everybody who fucking showed out. It's been a good week.
Okay, so I got a great story here for you. Josh, we didn't decide which stories you
want
to tell.
I want Jared.
You want Jared? All right,
let's
give you Jared.
That's the next one, so let's just start and then go.
So the first crime in space has been committed. Did you know that?
No,
NASA astronaut Annie McLean. I'm going to just keep making the dumbass joke. It's like a diehard reference. McLean, you know McLean? It's not spelled the same, of course. She's in trouble with the law from allegedly committing the first space crime. Astronaut McLean is accused of identity theft after accessing her estranged wife's private financial records while on a 6-month mission aboard the International Space System.
You know, I respect it.
Yeah,
I respect
it.
See, hey, you know what? If you're going to commit a crime,
do it as far as fucking possible.
Do the first fucking crime in space that we know of. I mean, they probably have killed some aliens in space that they haven't told us about, but I mean,
I'm sure there's crimes been committed in space. I mean, think about all the fucking shit we sent up there to begin with, like the poor monkeys, the dogs, the cats, whatever the hell else we sent up there.
Where the crime?
How about? Like it wasn't illegal back then because I guess it was for science. But the Soviet Union sending astronauts and them never coming back, the lost cosmonauts.
Well, I think a lot of them were died in before they breached.
No shit.
I think so because I know I've heard like recordings that were. Fucking found after generations and generations of not knowing what happened to these people. And I know I heard one where like literally like it goes from, you know, just them having their, you know, their code talk, them talking in code, and then just nothing, dead silence.
That's such an ominous death. Can you just maybe imagine losing yourself to the void of space?
You know what, I'm losing myself to the void of life, so at least like I'm in space. At least I'm doing it in zero gravity, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're literally not. You're frozen. You're dead. Well, I bet you Trump's going to be sending the Space Force after her ass.
Dude. Oh, man. Hey, is that going to be the first thing?
No, unfortunately, she is back on Earth.
She
should have
just stayed up there, man. Fuck that. Jump in your suit and fucking... jump off the station and go. Hey, but you know what? She also used a computer that's probably so much more sophisticated than what us civilians are privy to. So I respect the fuck out of this.
I'm pretty sure
she
still has like a fucking regular ass browser, dog.
You think so?
Absolutely.
On a
space
station?
Like, how the fuck is she going to check a bank statement, dog?
With the fucking...
I mean, what is she using? Like fucking... I don't even know what you wouldn't even use anything. Like, it'd be Windows 10.
Space Chrome.
I want to check it out. I actually do want to check this shit out.
That'd be interesting because, like...
Sounds like some fancy new fucking gun for space. Space Chrome.
I like Space Chrome better.
Space Chrome. Let me show you my Chrome, bro. Give me the Chrome. From what McCain's lawyer has stated, she has committed no wrongdoing by accessing the bank records because she was just checking the couple's combined finances. Like, that makes a lot of sense. Like, if you have combined finances...
She's dead. She's dead. I don't think you can really call... I'm sorry, this... Maybe I... You can't really call them combined when the other person's dead. It's kind of yours.
They're not dead. Where'd you get dead from?
I thought it said
it's estranged.
Estranged,
doggy.
Estranged, you motherfucker. Estranged. Estranged. Not estranged. It's estranged.
Bloody
oh,
fucking
so
hell.
I misread that.
Well, that's no big deal.
And I misheard you. Maybe I was too busy looking at Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah, no, Jared Leto. Did you like the pictures I included?
No, yeah, I do.
He's looking like just straight up Jesus. NASA investigators have reached out to both women to figure the whole mess out. That was an article from...
So wait, if they're
Yahoo News and the New York Times.
If they're estranged, how can she be justified? You know what I'm saying?
They're still married. They still probably have financial figures put together as like a whole like little thing.
Yeah,
maybe they're still
on where
like
they're at and if they're
separating
in a,
or what,
in
but
a, yeah, in the divorce process. I mean, but that also seems like a way to really hide a really good way to hide some money that you steal from your estranged wife.
Fuck. If your fucking spouse is an astronaut, you know, like, the money's got to be rolling in, right? I wonder what astronauts get paid.
I'd imagine it'd be pretty significant. But I don't know,
I mean,
dude.
You're risking your life for space.
Well, and especially them because they're just... It's all for science. It's not like Space Force where that's going to be spatial warfare.
But then again, like, isn't the reward being on the final frontier of space? Like, I would probably do it for free as like a monkey. You know what I mean?
No, I would definitely. I'm excited to join Space Force. I'm gonna stop smoking. I am going into Space Force.
Dude, you gotta realize, like, you gotta remember, there's people who have to push a broom in Space Force. That's you,
hey,
doggy.
That's fine with me. Guess what, motherfucker? I'm in space. You're not. You can go fucking eat my ass while I'm up in space. I'll be like calling you from there and be like, "Hey, Mike, guess where I'm at? Just passing, just passing Saturn, bitch.
I'm passing your anus." Wow, the 12-year-old really came out on that
one.
What?
Actually, that's a pretty good one because that's probably exactly what I would say. In that sense.
No, you would not. I think you'd come up with something clever. Like, hopefully at that point,
I think
in time
I would
you
try.
Learned a lot more.
I think I would try, but I think it would end up just being some pee-pee poo-poo joke. It would be some pee-pee poo-poo jokes, because I would definitely say I'm going around your anus.
I'm going
right
around
now.
Your anus and the
especially
rings
if I'm talking
anus.
Shit. Yeah, bro. Definitely saying your. I'm going around your anus. Dude, that's just a cool story.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, hey, but you know what you history. Could do from the like a space station in space?
What?
Spy on Jared Leto.
Dude, if I could, I want to go. All right. I love cults. I love the idea of cults. I love the fact that people are so dumb that they open themselves up to the possibility of a cult. Mm. So
they didn't even open themselves up. They willingly leapt into the fucking shit.
No, because I think a lot of people go in, especially when you learn about like regular people within cults, like not the upper echelon. When you're just looking at the regular people who go into these things, usually they're very hurt and they've tried other things, maybe other religions and stuff, and then they just kind of find themselves in Scientology.
Red flag number one, this is not a cult. That's when you leave. That is exactly when you should never have to justify that. You should never have to clarify that
shit. But
they
don't feel that way because they feel like they're doing good and they're feeling good.
Yeah, they always razzle dazzle right in the beginning and they always want to get you in there and make everything look all fine and bambi bambi and they make it all look all nice. But then they get you and then they fucking fuck your wife.
My thing is I say whatever works for you works for you. As long as it's not something super destructive. And if it is, you know, that's a personal journey that you're going to go on. I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm going to judge you, but that's because
happily.
That's just because I don't trust people who are who run the cults, you know. But they can also make the argument that Catholicism, Christianity, Buddhism, being Muslim, like
they could say
Islamic,
any based religion,
not Muslim, because not
religion is a cult technically.
Yeah, I mean, you can really make the
just
argument.
Depends on
you
how long
really
it's been around.
The
I guess.
Argument. Well, and that's the I forget who said it, but you know, a religion is you know written by a guy who died 100 years ago that everybody's beloved. You know, cult leaders are right now, and you're able to do all the research. So
figure
I forget
it out
who
early.
Said that, but it's a good.
So I'm loving what's going on here, but at the same time, it's not that I would ever join. I might if I had the money. So what's going on with this?
All right, so Jared Leto, the lead singer for amazing band 30 Seconds to Mars.
Really?
They've fallen off for me a couple years ago, but hey, I know they still sell and do great. And I also know they have really good music, period. Like, they have amazing music.
They have solid discography.
I forget what the album is like, Kings and Queens, I think, is my favorite album by them. So, pardon me, we don't have a cough button yet. We're working on it.
We are?
No, we're not. So, he's from the band 30 Seconds to Mars, and he has a dedicated following called The Echelon. And it's a horde of people that endeavor to follow him everywhere he goes with the hope of having audience with him. He now invites his fans to join him on an isolated island where he proceeds to walk around like some sort of
modern
Jim
day.
Jones preaching to his choir. I don't like
the equivalency
comparison.
Of Jim Jones.
Jim
this
Jones,
is, mind you, this
Jim
was
Jones
an article
was
off of Raw Music.
Very was a very different man. But I don't want to talk about.
He started off very different.
No,
and
he was a Christian. He started in Christianity and then he became he put himself in a divine place.
Exactly.
On the band's Twitter page, Jared. I'm going to say quote around this joke, quote unquote, jokingly tweeted, yes, this is a cult. Not to mention all the people that frequented the island actually call it a cult as well. Mars Island is what they're calling it. And
Mars
Jared
island.
Is inviting us, all of us, to join his following for several days at a time for the cost of this amazing experience. Is a reasonable $995. That's not including flights, travel, board, you know.
You know, hey, I'm actually down. Let's do this. $995
That's almost $1,000, Michael.
Yeah, but it's an opportunity.
Well, hey,
to join
we can say we're business journalists and we can get it for free.
No, that'll never happen.
Business expenses, and you can get the VIP experience
for a low, low cost
of $6,499. Jesus.
Yeah. No, and with that cost, you get to meet Jesus himself, Jared.
Oh, my God. I will not speak such blasphemy in my life. I've already done that in my life, and I can't do it anymore. Description of the island. Mars Island is a three-night, all-inclusive festival experience. Relax and restore with yoga amongst the trees. Take a dip in the pool. Catch midnight screening. Or gaze at the stars and catch intimate performances with 30 seconds to Mars on Mars Island. It's an experience like none others, some people are saying.
I keep telling you, I'm sold. I want to go. I want to check it out.
Wait,
it sounds pretty
he
lit.
Responded to the claim of cult leader, we are loosely defined as a group of people who work to make as much of a positive difference in the world as we can. Funnily enough, it sounds very similar to Jerry's followers have been saying. Some of his followers wear bracelets with the words, yes, it's a cult, written on it, which they probably also sell. Hey, guys. No, Michael, we're not. First of all, we're not going to.
I mean,
you
if
can
we
go.
Have two
you
G's
can go.
Just laying
Bro,
around.
Bro, you can go. I'm not going. Well, no, if I'm going to go, I'd do the full experience. I'd be paying the VIP access.
You're doing $6,500?
Hey, that's the only way I would do it because I don't support. Yeah, you can sit here and say it's not a cult, buddy, but the way you're moving about it, what you're talking about it, it's a cult. It's a cult. And I don't care if it makes people feel better and they're willing to pay it and they're fine with paying it, even if it's brainwashing, whatever things that usually go along with cults. I don't care. It's not affecting me. I do what I do. They do what they do.
It sucks. I'm just worried. I feel like it's kind of like a troll, like it's just a joke. But at the same time, I think like they're earning money off of this. They're doing all of this stuff on this island. Mind you, we don't know exactly what's going on because, of course, we've never been. But it can quickly turn real. Some people can get that, that dissonance where they're able to actually think of themselves as a divine deity and then think of people as lesser or get consumed by the power of having people literally worship the fucking ground you walk on. And that is a very slippery slope.
But as rock stars, you can make the argument that they already have that. People already hang on their whole world word. I mean, think about the responsibility of celebrities that is unintentionally put on them by them. You know, they don't go into music thinking, I want to change the world. Most of them just go in wanting to play some fucking solid tunes. And then, I think the reason why he's doing this is because he's already, now he's past that. Now he's like, all right, cool. You know, that's fun. I love doing it. But now, because they're on an island, dude, they are in control of the whole experience. They are in control of the people while they're there. I mean, think about what's the Always Sunny thing, the implication. You know, they're all the way out in the middle of nowhere.
You have a lot
and they
of
really
not being able to choose what you want to do.
Exactly. And guess what? They could refuse people to leave. They can hold people prisoner there if they really wanted to.
And that's the question.
I'm not
like,
going to say that's what it's going to
come
happens? To. But
no, of course. We don't know shit about what's actually going to happen on that island. But at the same time, what happens?
What's that? I'm not going to either.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
no
mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I was just trying to mutter.
Oh, no, you're good. Of course. It's just I'm thinking about it. I'm like, what happens if there's certain individuals he doesn't want to leave?
So I'm saying.
Can he deny it? Matter of fact, can we do like a more in-depth synopsis on whether or not like there's ports? Is there a town nearby? Is it like just
an island?
Is it legit? Just a fucking island?
It's an isolated island. I haven't seen the island. I've seen the up top view of it on some article. I think it was the one that you'd sent me.
Going to turn a survivor on that bitch.
But
watch.
My thing is, because I'm pretty sure they have to have some kind of establishment to where it's comfortable. It's not, I don't think it's like
fire
Jonestown
festival.
In Guyana where they
had to fucking
a terrible
take
terrible place to be to move as a unit
where Guyana basically was just like, oh, you want to clear out this fucking Amazon rainforest for us?
Awesome, oh, do
okay,
it.
You okay, can try. Good luck, random ass people who never lived in the forest before.
Breaking fucking saws and shit.
No, that's the worst. Yeah, exactly. They couldn't even, they had to do it by hand. Yeah. They pull trees out by hand. Who the fuck does that shit? Wow.
I've done it once.
No, I refuse. That's why we have chainsaws. man, you know.
I dug it out. I didn't rip it out. I don't think you can just rip out
look
trees.
Up how you actually have to remove a what is it, like a, like any kind of bamboo tree or anything like that. It's like you have to
ridiculous.
Tug on that shit, dog.
Yeah,
like actually pull it out of the ground,
because cutting it, you're gonna dull your fucking blade out in like 20 minutes.
Mind you, we have no experience of cutting down rainforests.
No, I never will. Guess what? I never will.
I won't go to fucking Guyana. Not even
not
like,
going
as a
to
joke.
Fucking Mars Island either. Jesus.
Yeah, I might.
But yeah, just to, I mean, for me to for my clothes, I just want to say, like, you know, for the people who are going, be safe, be smart, you know, and don't buy into man, because man is not divine.
How fucking hard is it to not join a cult?
Like, how hard is it to not join a religion? It's not. You just don't do it, and you have that in your heart to not do it, and you have that in your mind to not do it. It's not that hard. I think these people are in love with Jared Leto, and that's why they're moving that way. I don't think it's, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with them. I just think they're looking for, it's the same way people with religion. There's when you look, you're looking for it. You know, you don't just stumble upon it. Sometimes you do, but for the most part, you're either born in it or you come to a place where you feel like you need it. You
Yo,
know what I'm saying?
Could you imagine where, like, you were born into a cult where Jared Leto was the leader? And, like,
that's a possibility.
Like, you were.
People were born into Scientology, and fucking 100 years ago, it wasn't even a thing.
And then, like,
think about that.
You're looking at, like, oh, look at Father Leto when he was in his teeny stage, when he was doing 30 Seconds to Mars, singing The Kill for fucking Guitar Hero and shit.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about Guitar Hero. Such a great game. I don't know if you have any more comments, but, yeah, I'm good on that shit.
Actually, yeah, I'm all set. I'm really worried that it's going to turn into some real shit. Like, good luck, people. Hey.
Yeah, for real.
Love you.
Be safe. Be smart.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to this sexologist. Her name is Shan Boodram.
Yeah, you keep saying she's attractive, and I think I can
she
see
is very clearly
appeal.
Attractive. I'm going to include her
appeal,
picture. Watch.
But I just think, again, she's...
No, I'm saying she's attractive. It's
I'm not
going to
say what I said earlier.
It's yay or nay,
really,
like, kind of thing.
And I don't believe in shitting on people on... You know, on a major platform like
if
this.
If you were to give her a number, go.
Minor.
1 to 10.
6.
Damn, you're wild. I want to see what you think a 10 is. Because what
Beyonce.
You think a 10 is. What?
All around. As an all around, yeah. You
what,
don't think Beyonce?
Beyonce?
Well, maybe not. Yeah, 10. Actually, I'll say that. Rihanna, 10.
Rihanna is better looking than Beyonce. I'll give you that.
Yeah. 10.5.
Well, we got Shan Brudham here, and she's written her own book, The
We're
Game
such
of Desires.
Wait, don't ever ask me to do some misogynist shit like
hey,
rating
you did
woman.
It.
I know, and I'm realizing.
It's okay. It's a personal opinion.
We have to
opinion.
Call our shit out.
Allowed to fucking, who gives
it's,
a shit?
I still don't want to be a misogynist. That's fucked up. Continue.
Hey, I'm sorry, but you're allowed to rate men, women, everything. It don't matter.
The
like,
Game of Desires.
The Game of Desires.
Yeah, but let me do that in private. Talk about this later, damn it.
It has shed many of her secrets. When getting ready for a night out, one of her rituals is to use her vagina fluids as her signature perfume. Scent and from her signature perfume scent and from her claims, it acts like a love potion, supposedly causes those attracted to women to flock to her. What are your thoughts on that, Joshy?
It makes sense. It's hormones. You know, I think that'd be a hormonal thing. It's
so
very
it's
primal.
Like an aphrodisiac.
Well, no, it's
thing.
Like when you're having sex and like you know you're
smell
going
the sweat
at
of
it,
sex and, you're just,
and then it comes out. Yeah, you're just like, oh, and then you go. I know for me, I prefer like day pussy than freshly squeaky clean pussy because it takes longer. I know, and that's where like you should know exactly what my stance is. You know, I think it really brings out the animalistic side of yourself, and it makes you go ham.
It makes
I know
you
for
just
me,
go that
I
much
know
harder.
For me.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna deny your claims at all.
Now, if I smelt a girl while like she got all dolled up and we're going on a date, I don't know. And especially if I found out, If I found out that you just snip she her was neck doing that, just
oh, you saw that. Well, speaking of that, the steps to this ritual are to first wash your hands and then move your finger around in your vaginal opening. The goal, she says, is to get a new sample from your butcher the shit out of this. Bartholin glands. Yeah, Bartholin glands are greater vestibular glands, are 2-piece size compound alveolar glands located slightly posterior and to the left and right of the opening of the vagina. Hmm. We never knew they were there. That's news to me, but it's good to know. Hey, I'm learning something today.
That's dope.
She continues
can
to say that
once
you get
a diagram pulled up, actually, I'm just kidding.
Can you show me, please? Get pictures or it didn't happen. She continued to say that once you've got a good amount of wetness, you can go ahead and rub it on your neck, collarbone, and wrists. Mm. I'm sorry, dog, but if you go to neck up a girl, you're like, you smell like pussy, girl.
I don't think, again, I might, I feel like, because we're thinking in the sense of her doing it, but if you didn't know she did that,
I don't know,
dog. I feel like you might be like, Is that the sweet, sweet scent of the devil's...
the devil's crevice?
You're making me pterodactyl laugh. Don't make me fucking pterodactyl laugh. Oh, my fucking God, dude.
Apparently, this will make
I
you
smell. I love this podcast. I really fucking love this podcast. Continue. I'm sorry.
Apparently, this will make you smell pretty good to potential partners.
I want
a couple of
other
quotes from
this.
Her. Similarly, regardless of its vaginal pheromones truly make a person irresistible or not, the fact that you think it does will cause you to act in a bolder, more confident manner. Boudram claims that she's used the technique countless times over the past 10 years and gets mixed results each time. Mm. But despite being unsure of the impact on potential dates, she knows it's a big impact on herself. She says, I am certain that every time I employ it, it makes me feel like an enchanted goddess with a delicious secret. I mean, maybe her neck smells delicious. Maybe her collarbone smells delicious, dog.
Well, I do like when I go to eat the pussy.
Why do you
I do like I do like the smell of pussy while I'm eating the pussy. And I do like the juices. So I think
the juices.
Cuz I mean shit, that would make me feel fucking confident.
But you got to think about the comparison. Like, what would you use? Like, pre-cum and, like, rub
no,
it on your
No, I'm head? Not going to fucking do it regardless. What the fuck? Hell no, Michael.
If you had a vagina, would you do it? Would you do it once? Would you do it once?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Jesus. I really don't. And I can't say no. I can't say no.
That I wouldn't. I mean, I'd probably try it.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do.
Dude, I don't even
like the smell of my ball sweat, so I can. That's why I. If my
pheromones,
if
John,
my
pheromones.
Dick smells, I won't make a girl suck my dick, or make that sounds rapey. I won't let a girl suck my dick because it smells like fucking
no,
balls.
No, I get that sentiment though. Hey, you know, you want to have a like
I,
nice
and
clean
if,
palate.
And if,
you want to have
if
it nice and
sweaty.
If
they have wipes, I will wipe my. If they have like, because you know how I have my butt wipes. But
I didn't know, but now I know.
Oh, well, they're the wipes on the back of my toilet. But I've used those in times where.
Oh, don't worry. There's
where
wipes.
I'll clean up my balls. I clean up my balls and make sure that, you know, it doesn't reek.
You just go in there, just quick rinse off real quick. Just, you know, get all the important areas. That's what I do. That's my preferred.
I mean, what are the important areas depending on her preference? She might go all the way down to the gooch.
The gooch
to the
is
ass.
Fine. The taint is like the taint gooch is fine. Anything past that, that's my territory. That's mine.
Hey, man.
You don't play with that.
If she...
No tongue.
If she wants
no
to put
tongue,
her,
please.
She wants to put her tongue in my butt.
No rims, please.
I'm going to let her put
I
her
I don't want her
butt.
To roll the rim. All right. Personally, I think she's just involving everyone she comes into close contact with her kink, and it makes her more confident.
No, like, I think
that's like, oh, it's my dirty little secret. Oh, this guy's necking me right now. He's just smelling my pussy all on his fucking nose.
Yeah, no, and she probably feels, especially when it works, she probably feels like she's on top of the fucking world, dude. She has to.
I'm saying,
feel that.
I don't kink shame you, girl. Hey, I appreciate it. You do you, hey. But at the same time, I like, if you come into the club smelling like pussy, I'm going to avoid that specific one.
Well, if you come into the club smelling like pussy, just know you got a guy in Josh. Because I'll probably, again, I want to ask a girl, like, if I ever get into, like, a place where I'm serious with a girl, I want to test it. I do want to test it.
That would be an interesting subject.
I would just be like, don't tell me you're doing it. Don't tell me when you're going to do it. Do it in like a month when I'm probably going to forget about it. And then I'm doing a test now.
That would be a very interesting experiment. And not even for you, just to have her walk into like a club or like somewhere where there's like a decent man.
No, I want
to
see if it works on me. Because then I can tell.
No, now you're just kinking in public. That's all you're doing.
That's fine with me.
Oh, God.
I don't mind. Hey, dude. You don't kiss your girl in public?
That's a whole other story.
You ever made out with
your future spouse
in public?
Now, can you please rub the inside of your vagina? Possibly your future spouse. Rub the inside of your vagina and then like neck it on yourself and like get it on your collarbone and wrist it. And then I just want you to walk by me a couple times.
No, I just like, we'll have a normal night and then, you know.
If it works.
Because I feel like it will. I feel like the animal inside would come out and when we got home, it'd be the check, please. Like right when dinner gets there, right when you get drinks. Like I'm getting there. I feel like it would work. I think the only reason why it seems gross is because we've never had anybody try it, and you don't even know.
No,
you don't even know if anybody hasn't tried it.
So one of the quotes that I did read from her that was she saying was it's best to do it when you're ovulating. And it's like,
definitely.
That makes sense. It's a ton of pheromones. But at the same time, I'm like, what do you really pick up? Like, how strong is a human nose to where you're going to be like,
oh. It's strong enough to where you would go animal ape.
You go animal ape. What's that fucking character from The Muppets?
That's animal, yeah.
The drummer. Animal? Okay. All right. Yeah, hey, you're animal. Yeah, you're drummer boy over there. All right. So. Moving on from this subject, please, Josh, tell me about this crazy shit happening in Russia.
All right. Well, an 80-year-old woman suspected of being a serial killer. I haven't heard that term in a long time. It's mostly mass shooter. But that's beside the point.
It's the same kind of concept. It's just a lot quicker where they put the kill count.
Serial killers are usually spaced out and more. They have to be more
methodical, maybe.
They have to be more fucking honestly sadistic because you have to kind of cover yourself up.
Yeah.
But let me continue.
She seems very successful.
Is being investigated after her lodger dismembered body parts found. Sorry, I'm trying to fucking scroll down. Were found in her fridge. The retired farm worker was arrested on suspicion of murder after the 52-year-old victim
Vasily Slekhailkich.
Boss,
I have no clue if that's right.
Yeah,
no, do it with the Russian accent, and we can just blame it. Right now. Wait, what's a Russian accent?
Like this. It's like this. This is Russian.
I don't think that's Russian.
Mother, I can't do it right now. I've done it. I used to be really good at fucking Russian.
For mother accents. Russia.
But the person's remains were discovered in the village of
Berezovka. Nope, that's not even fucking close.
Police launched a 30, or police, Jesus Christ, why is this so hard? Police launched.
It's right there on the screen,
I know,
Joshy.
But I want to read it from here because that's further and I'm fucking dyslexic, bitch. police started an investigation the 30th of January after stray dogs were seen fighting over body parts, including a human hand torn out of packages dumped in the street.
I don't mean to laugh like that, guys. It's just I've read the story three times, and it's like, fuck.
Kabarabas. Investigative committee said the victim was identified through his fingerprints as an elderly woman.
As the specific 80-year-old woman's tenant. That's crazy,
that's awesome.
Isn't it, dude?
Police found traces of Salakalashis's blood during a search of her flat. Reportedly discovered his organs and flesh in the fridge.
Oh, she's just saving him for Happy Meal, dog. That's
great.
All.
Hey. The woman was taken into custody for questions. Neighbors told that there was loud banging heard from the estate, as if someone was chopping something hard with an axe. On the day of the alleged murder, the woman arrested reportedly slaughtered pigs as a part of her farm work.
Maybe she just
great
got confused,
fucking
dog.
Cover up. During a search of her home, police found a passport of a woman who disappeared several years ago. Investigators now believe she may be may have been murdered as well. They are also looking into possible links to disappearances of six others who have gone missing in Berezovka.
No, I'm going to give it a real try. Berezovka. Berezovka. That sounds right.
Sounds better than what I just fucking said.
Andale, comrade. Wait, I mix Mexican and Russian.
I'm almost done, bitch.
Go for it.
They include an 83-year-old who vanished after taking her dog for a walk in September. Her skull was later found near the murderer's house.
Wow.
Dude.
That's fucking lit. Like, that's crazy.
Crazy. I do not fuck with serial killers, but...
Not the fact that she's 80 years old really... Like, how long has she been doing it is the question. And especially in a place like Russia, I wonder what the investigation is even for that. Because that's fucking wild that she got away with it. And not only that, but she has, like, six cases on her. And then that's just, I bet you, recent shit. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck happened the rest of her life? Has she always been a serial killer? Or did she just, like, get dementia one day and just start fucking chopping bodies?
Either or, you know. Always look into your mental health, no matter your age, especially if you're getting up there in age, because...
no, Grandma, not the cleaver, please.
You know, and encourage your family members, your older family members, to also look into it. Because that shit's awesome. Not awesome, like, that shit's crazy, though. I mean, because, yeah, I haven't heard the term serial killer since, like, fucking the early 2000s.
I feel like there's been some recent ones, actually.
No, not serial killers.
BTK was captured last year.
Yeah, but he wasn't super active for...
He was active, I think, once before he was caught.
Yeah.
But, like,
He hadn't been active in years.
I feel like I think I just seen a couple recent ones. I'll definitely bring them back for next week. I definitely want to keep up on the subject. If I find any more information, I'm definitely going to keep filling you guys in. Speaking of body parts, Joshy.
Yeah. I'm listening.
I want to tell you about the future.
The future.
The future.
Is it Space Force?
It is definitely not fucking Space Force.
Is it Jared Leto's cult?
That might be in my future. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
And then, you're becoming a serial killer? Because if it's any of those things, I'm kind of worried about you.
We'll find out. But it's not.
Right all now! Right.
It's sex with robots.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome. An interesting story. I really do love this one because it's like... People are expecting this to be such a bigger thing than it is. People were trending this on fucking like Twitter and everything. Speaking at a second international congress on love and sex with robots. Like, this is a second international.
What?
The fact that they got past the first one, this is the second fucking international congress on love and sex with robots.
I want to know the numbers of how many people went to the second one versus the first one. Because I feel like there might have been like eight kind of creepy dudes.
And then it just grew. I'm thinking with the sex industry, the way that it is, particularly in the U.S., it's going to be fucking lit.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
But continue. Yeah, sorry.
Professor Olive Bendel pointed out that you could find yourself in a never-ending sex marathon until your heart forced you to call it quits. I'm sorry, but I'm not that guy. Yep. After the media ran with that specific statement, a quick Google search returns pages of headlines along the lines of sex robots may literally fucking kill you to death or fuck you to death. Or how about this one? Sex robots just might fuck everyone to death in the future.
That's awesome.
That is fucking, what is it? What is that stupid news? Like, that's fake news.
Fake news.
And the slightly more optimistic sex robots could kill humans because they would be too good at it. I like that problem.
First
world problems right there, dog.
First world problems. There's some real shit. There's places where, I'm not making that joke. All right, go ahead.
This will be like, hey, I just recently bagged a fucking German model, and it's going to have a whole new connotation to the sentence.
Nine.
Oh, well, there's a minefield of important ethical issues to deal with, from sexism to pedophilia to the fear that they will replace human relationships entirely. Computer scientist and sex robot experts Kate Devlin wants everyone to step back and be realistic about the technology, which is still in its fucking infancy.
How long do you study something like sex robots to become an expert? Because it is pretty brand new.
I mean, if you literally write the book, because there's only one book, you're kind of the sexpert.
That was good. Did you come up with that? Or have you heard somebody say that?
That is from my brother and my brother and me.
Okay.
It's a podcast, but it's not me that created it. I know they use it, but that's where I've heard it from.
I've never heard Sexpert in my life, but continue.
I'm currently showing Josh of a half-naked model of Harmony. Only in the past years have sex robots made the transition from a lifeless doll to talking companions. And of the prototypes out there, Harmony is the most advanced.
Okay.
Now, mind you, you've seen that picture. She's all right, weird looking. Yeah. It's not bad. It's like,
yeah, looks like
it's
a robot.
Still a fucking robot doll. I mean, I'm not going to fuck the thing, in all honesty. It looks like it's going to blend my dick. Josh, are you going to fuck the robot? Ooh, Joshy.
Hey, bro. If I ever got into some... dark times, I'd rather have that than like a blow up.
I think the most shameful I would go is definitely a pocket pussy. That is the shamefulest I'll go. Because there's people
who
have
a pocket pussy.
No, I haven't. Oh God, Josh. But
I don't
dude,
have it anymore.
They have like molds of like whole women's asses and like everything. And
oh,
like,
I know.
Where would I put it? I think at that point you just have to accept it and nail the bitch to your wall like a
deer.
Don't be
like
afraid,
a deer head.
Dog. Like just fucking hold that shit up above your head like an albatross that you're gonna carry for the rest of your life.
Well, with a sex doll, you're kind of forced because like where do you put it?
Like,
can't
you
put her in the garage.
And then imagine that awkward conversation when they find the Harmony doll stuffed in your fridge because you fucking want it cold.
Oh my god.
Because you have a certain fetish with cadavers. I don't know,
Michael,
dog. Like, it's fucking wild.
What the fuck are you even thinking about right now, buddy?
Oh, well, anyways. We're going to skip past that whole red flag right there.
You fucking creep.
Made by U.S. company Real Doll, she is a hyper-realistic silicone sex toy with an AI personality developed for customers who are searching for more companionship than their analog sex dolls could offer. But for all of her advantages, Harmony is still stationary from the neck down. I'm sorry, but if the bitch started talking to me and she's a robot, I'm scared. I'm straight up scared.
What do you mean she's stationary from the neck down?
She can only move her head, eyes, mouth, and talk.
Well,
and
I wish
maybe
she'd
open
be,
her
I
mouth.
Wish she would only be stationary from I wish she was only stationary from the neck down. I don't want to hear her talk.
No, it's the opposite. It's
That's
only
what I'm
her
saying.
Head up, dog.
I don't want that. I want
like,
action.
You wanted to
and I wanted to shut the fuck up. Stop talking to me.
Josh, the misogyny showing again.
Oh, fuck. Am I a misogynist, damn it?
You're absolutely a misogynist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Well, Kate Devlin, the woman I mentioned earlier, the sexpert, also states that I think that if you move away from the really reductive type of idea of the sex robot, which isn't even available yet, I think we can do so much better and think it's more palatable. Yeah, I agree with Kate. Yeah, in all honesty, I can't really.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly. No, like, I would rather them do that than fucking getting sexually frustrated and fucking kids, you know, and shit like that.
But that's worrisome, dog.
And they need sanctions on this so that they can't.
We don't
make
need Lolitas and shit, dog.
Like
really.
Yeah, like I don't think they would. I'm pretty sure these companies, these people who run these companies, even though they may not have moral standards on a sense of sex, on a sex addict. I think this is more who this is marketed to is like a sex addict, which
sex
I would rather
or
them,
people who can't get what they want.
I would rather
that's
them.
Worrisome.
I would rather them fucking a doll than fucking you know risking getting STDs and shit because they have a sex addiction.
Yeah, but then again, it's like one of those things where like we have problems with serial killers, like where they like practice and think of it in their mind so much, and then eventually it doesn't do the trick for them anymore, and they have to actually act on certain feelings. So like if you indulge in certain people, like let's say pedophilia is one of the main concerns with this specific type of industry. People that have access to dolls that are on the younger side, and that's fucking disgusting.
Then don't make. They won't make them.
I hope they don't make.
I can guarantee you they won't. Now there'll probably be some sick fucking places that where you, but
definitely
I'm
foreign
about
countries
US
are gonna make
company
it.
One. There's U.S. company one is not gonna do that, dude.
I'm not gonna lie.
The
they
US
modeled it off of a grown ass woman, and she's not gonna lie. If a woman looked like that for real,
other than her face, because
yeah,
her face definitely looks very Barbie-esque. And I'm like, I don't find Barbie attractive.
Well, I mean, if you're already fucking 3 inches deep, dog.
Why is your dick so small?
Worry about yourself.
I mean, I don't think, and the thing is that those people are going to be that way because they have a fucking mental problem. They have a mental disability, and it's sick, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? At the same time,
those people are going to be that way anyways, and that's the reality of the fucking situation we're in, is because, yeah, and guess what? After we get it done, you're right, another country's going to get it done, and they probably would be like, yeah, we'll sell kids.
Yo, man, I hate to, like, talk about, like, a bad subject. There was already some weird shit where, like, this person was, like, killing real girls and then, like, turning them into dolls. And, like, that's what that, like, yeah, this shit's worrisome. Like, I don't know. I'm afraid that there's going to be just, like, a bunch of plastic dolls and then, hey, we're going to have one random-ass mixed-in real person. it's a scary technology, but I doubt they're going to fuck you to death. And if they did, I mean, is there really another better way to die?
Yeah. I mean, I would even, I want to die. I just wouldn't want my family to come home and it's just like,
I mean, definitely not balls with a doll.
I'm balls deep in a fucking doll that I've been fucking for like 8 hours. I took a Viagra just to fuck my doll. And if I had a doll, damn right, I'm fucking taking a Viagra and fucking that thing all day. That's a Saturday for me. Fuck a date. I don't have to pay. I only have to pay for her once.
You remember misogyny again, Josh? Check that shit. You remember that fucking movie Clerks?
Yeah.
Which that lady fucks a dead body in the bathroom?
I don't like that movie, Michael.
What? Clerks was an awesome-ass movie.
We're not having this conversation. Okay. I know I'm wrong.
I want to yell at you for a while for that one.
You don't need to. You know what, Michael? You haven't even fucking finished Breaking Bad, so shut the fuck up.
I'll finish it when I feel like it.
All right.
What? It's on fucking Netflix.
And guess what? Breaking Bad is better than fucking Clerks, so shut up. So shut up.
Hey, all right.
But yeah, like I said, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think we need to... It is
sanction that shit.
Yeah, sanction it, you know, but also buy American made.
Hey, maybe we could like corner the industry on it and that could
be
really
dope.
Save our economy.
But
check out our economy talks on TFTK.
Oh yeah. And we'll be talking about them sex doll stocks.
Oh, dude, I would invest in that.
You should invest in porn companies, dude. You know, the returns are usually pretty fucking great.
We'll save this for TFTK.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to continue this tradition of reading a creepy story at the end of the podcast. This story is created by user Joe Dasa. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. Just check them out. Reddit.
Joe Dasa.
JODASA.
Joe Dasa.
They have a really good story. This one is called A Disembodied Head.
And this is allegedly truth.
Allegedly a true story.
Yeah.
But mind you, we'll talk to him. Hey, maybe he'll send us a message. We'll see what's up.
Yeah. I was laughing so hard.
I was maybe 13 or 14, and I always turn on Netflix before I go to bed because it's nice to have something playing in the background of my sleepy time. This place I was staying in was an apartment complex. I was in an apartment that neighbored two other ones. We are good friends with both neighbors and get along well. This line of apartments always had really weird things happening to them, like stalkers, disembodied sounds out of nowhere, and shadowy figures that creep the heck and crap out of me. But to be honest, I'm not a stranger to the paranormal. My whole life is centered around lots of creepy happenings, but it doesn't bother us because we have a faith made of iron. So anyways, this experience almost exceeds my previous story. If any of you read it in fear and absolute terror, so I get into bed, turn on Netflix, and fall asleep peacefully. I wake up about 3 or 4 in the morning. I hear my brother snoring, and it takes a minute for me to be fully awake. I realize that I don't hear Lilo and Stitch playing and figure that Netflix isn't on anymore. With a swift turn of my head, I see the creepiest fucking thing I have seen in my existence. A gray head floating. It wasn't hovering. It was just static in the air. I could totally blame my sleepy eyes for seeing that. But I was wide awake after seeing it, and it was there for a minute and a half. I stared at it for 5 seconds before screaming in sheer terror.
Ah!
You may be asking, what kind of disembodied head makes you scream in terror? This head wasn't a mamby-pamby human head in midair. This thing had huge, white, glistening eyes, a light gray, pale face, wrinkled skin, and the biggest freaking grin I'd ever seen. It was right above my bed, and I was just trying to wake my brothers up. But my supersonic scream to show them. By the time they woke up, it was gone. I swear if I ever see anything like that again, I want God to take me then. because I don't think I can live seeing whatever it was again. How'd you like that one, Jesse? Which one was better, last week's or this week's?
I think last week's. Yes. I think last week's was way more believable. First of all, wait, what did she say? What kind of disembodied head makes you scream in terror?
All of the disembodied heads.
A fucking deer, a fucking goat, a fucking human, a fucking dragon, a fucking mouse. If there's a disembodied head,
I'm fucking gone.
Ah! Scream, scream in terror. What the fuck? It just sounds a little... like I said,
maybe it fucking happened, but maybe it was like sleep paralysis or like
just like last week. Like I said that as well last week. Yeah, probably. Or very lucid dreaming. I'm not saying it didn't happen to you and what you saw was not real, but it probably wasn't real.
If it was real to you at the time, that's all that really
fucking
matters.
Well, no, and it's real. It's the same thing that we were talking about with the cult shit earlier. Like, if it works and you felt it and you saw it and you, yeah, cool.
It fucking happened.
But also understand that there's people like me who are going to say, I need more than that. It's a great story. Poorly typed, some of it, but great story. But yeah, I don't think I can buy into something so...
I enjoyed it. It was a nice little story.
But it was a great... No, it was a good... It was a good story typed better.
In realness, I'm really looking forward to this one story. I'm trying to find it for the life of me. It was basically where, like, a guy lived his whole life, and then, like, some black-eyed kids came, gave him cancer, killed both of them, and then his whole life reset to right before he met his wife. It's a fucking trip, and I can't wait to tell you.
That was the dream, too. Please reach back out, because I would love to hear more specifics. That just... doesn't seem very...
I'm going to check in the history, find their other story, see if we can use that for a podcast. Right now, we're going to be ending the show. It was good talking to you guys. We had a great show. Had a lot of fun. Follow us on Twitter at Galaxy Podding, and then also hit us up on Galaxy Podcasting Network on Facebook. And then, of course, I got my co-host here. His show, Thoughts from the Kid, is where I co-host. And I definitely want you to hit him up, like his show, follow him on Facebook, and of course, what's your tag?
So you can look us up on Facebook and YouTube using just typing in Thoughts from the Kid, looking up on any major streaming platform, just looking up Thoughts from the Kid, and then on Twitter and Instagram, it's at TFTK Podcast. Like, share, subscribe, please share. Like I said, I definitely want to get to a place where I'm able to give back to the people who are supporting, because you guys are truly awesome.
We already have some shirts made, like a basis of them for his specific podcast, and they look pretty clean. We're working on something, especially for any guests that come on his show, because we have had a couple, and they have loved the shirts. All right. Thank you, guys. Good night. Have a good one.
Peace.
Bye.